I'm here at the York Food and Drink Festival on local smoothie and now soup champions, Zing Smoothies. And I'm here with Simon, who's one of the gentlemen who set it up. So he's going to tell us all about what they've been up to this week, what they've newly launched this week, and why you should come and try out their smoothies and their soups.
Yeah, Zing Smoothies obviously started off as a smoothie company. And since moving onto the high street down the shambles, we've realised that it was a great opportunity throughout the winter months to spread more healthy goodness in the form of soups. So we took this opportunity to get ourselves out of the shambles, meet some new potential customers, and pretty much it's a chance for us to be selfish and show off what we can do. It's been a fantastic experience. Met loads of people that, number one, never go down the shambles and didn't realise we even existed, and number two, customers that thought we only did cold drinks, so it's been a great experience for us.
This is like a very well-deserved and another conquering move from the land of Zing Smoothies.
Well, obviously, as you know, healthy eating sometimes can be a bit of a hard sell, so we have to make sure we get out and about, we show healthy eating in a positive light by making it taste good, and also try not to be preachy about it either. We get people involved, give loads and loads of free tasters, because obviously a lot of people think that if something's healthy it has to be taste disgusting, so what we do is just give it away. We believe in our products, so it's just getting to the places where we think our potential customers might be and giving them the chance to try something for free. If they like it, might buy something. If they don't, then it's okay. We appreciate them obviously having a go at trying it. The most exciting thing of what we're doing and what we're sort of most proud of is the fact that we now have a smoothie bar in a school. A lot of the events that we've run are in schools, and it's a case of getting kids to eat healthier. Smoothies are a fantastic way of taking a raw ingredient, which is something that's healthy, an apple or what have you. A lot of kids won't really touch them because they've not been sort of jazzed up, they've not been marketed, and we do something to it, obviously turn it into a smoothie that makes it a lot more attractive, and the kids are a lot happier sort of walking around with a cup that's branded and the ingredients are healthy. But the most important thing is that they feel comfortable, the fact that they can associate themselves with that brand rather than a piece of fruit or vegetables that they don't have that sort of same view of. Lots of things going on in the world of Zing.
There's definitely a magic something in there, and I can vouch for it. I've just had a minted garden pea soup, and it was creamy and nice, and I just want a lot now. I want a whole tub just to bathe in it.
You can have one.
Oh, thank you.
The reason we called the company Zing in the first place was that we wanted to provide food that had taste. And obviously when you think of healthy food, you think that you have to sacrifice taste by taking out the fat or these sorts of the sugar. But we use ingredients that have got strong flavours, so obviously your mint there in your peas. With the smoothies we use a lot of lime juice, you've got strong flavours in your berries as well. So that's our sort of ethos in terms of making healthy food taste great.
So it's smoothies and soups with a taste of education and pizzazz.
Yeah, that sums it up.
So tell me about the festival then. Have you got any standout moments?
I've really enjoyed walking around and trying the food for myself. It's like there's so many different obviously foods on show. Myself, I'm quite into the different burgers that are on. You've got an ostrich burger. We're right next to the venison stall, so been trying as much as I can, really, which just seems to be the whole thing. The amount of people, was like a rugby scrum this morning when we announced that we were doing free soup samples. It was like people getting trampled on. It's good because obviously like people moan about the diets of the vast majority of people, but it shows a willingness of people to try new things, which is sort of half the battle in anyone that's coming up with a new product. Is, you know, you need to get people to try it, and it looks like on the whole everyone's prepared to do that. It's not just sort of sticking to the things that they know.
Well, brave man leading the way, people should follow your lead. So where can they follow the Zing beacon of hope in healthiness?
You can go to the bar, 28 The Shambles, or if you have any kids or in schools and whatnot, then we can come and do visits. We do healthy eating and smoothie marketing classes, which anyone can benefit from, and potentially have a smoothie bar in the school that the kids run as a business themselves. Our two obviously love the healthy eating and enterprise, so we combine them both, and it's a great way of encouraging healthy eating and raising aspirations in young people.
I believe you use Facebook and Twitter a lot as well.
We do lots. Stay tuned on our Facebook groups, facebook.com/Zing Smoothies. We do a whisper campaign where we'll whisper a code word, say, I'm freezing at this smoothie bar, and you will get a nice hot soup for free. So tune in.
I should get in on that one.
We're doing some next week, so stay tuned.
All right, thank you very much.